Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go run down Mike Jeffcoat, see where he's at and what he's doing. Mike, good morning. What's up?
Oh, just been on a big blow for the last 4 or 5 days.
Man, that was a blow yesterday, buddy. Good Lord.
Oh, dude, I was supposed to fish yesterday and we got up and we had done talked about it the night before. And I told him, I said, guys, you're going to fish 2 days. So I was there for 3 days. I said, I can use the money just like everybody. I said, but y'all want to go try to do this tomorrow? You need to think about it. I got up next morning. They just done packed. I got up yesterday morning. They was done loading the truck up. And I said, thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, my truck averages is about 22 miles a gallon, and I got 17 to 18 is the best I got all the way on yesterday.
Yeah, bucking that wind. It was west. Oh, you were coming west.
It was something.
Hell, that's what it blows. My truck gets with a tailwind.
Yeah. But it blowed on us. I don't remember the last day I fished a calm day. And it's just been stupid out of the northeast. And we've been on them big tides. And
not anymore. It's gone.
No. It's gone.
The equinox is over.
Yeah. We was having a 2 foot. Well, Monday it was 2.2 swing.
Oh, yeah. We were on them two tide days, man. A lot of flushing.
And the river current and outgoing tide and then a northeast wind whooping at 20.
I bet it was tough to get a bait down in that.
The biggest thing I had was a half ounce on the boat. I couldn't get it to the bottom of it. I could in shallow spots, but, a lot of them trout was in 15, 18 foot of water and you wasn't getting there. Mm-hmm. You couldn't throw upstream and it'd be behind the boat and never got to the bottom.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but man, them big trout. I was on them big trout.
That's running.
I think it was Monday morning. I pulled up there at Southeast Pass, there at Pasalutra. And I told myself, I think I'm seeing fish on top out there. I said, I hope it ain't lay fish, which I don't know where they went. They've left.
Hey, they're like teal, man. They're here today and gone tomorrow.
Gone tomorrow, which is good.
Yeah.
I pulled up there, and that tide was just starting to pick up. But that wind, we had a pretty good current still. And customer on front of the boat, he froze. I told him where to throw. He was up on a kind of a sand flat and had a little ledge. It fell off to from 3 to 6 foot about, and then it just kind of tapered on down. And I sat in 10 foot of water throwing up on that flat. His first cave. I said, man, I was looking down, tying a hook or something. I said, man, it sounded like a trout eat. He said, there's something to eat right here beside the boat. He was picking his tail up out of the water, and a 5-pounder run up there and just swallowed it.
There you go.
Right beside the boat. And he squealed like a little girl. I went, which, but it lasted about 10 minutes. And then that current, I watched that trolling motor kick up a notch every time.
Yeah.
And finally it was up there nearly on high trying to hold it.
When that bite goes away big time, when that current starts screaming like that.
Oh, yeah, you can't do it, But, no, we had fun. But, like I said, it's just a current.
Yeah. And
them redfish, they're scattered. And I had 3 sticks on the boat, and I've been fishing them forever. And they're all bass fishermen. But you tell them put it in a teacup, they put it in a teacup.
Right.
We finally just went to getting in the canals and stuff and just going down the bank and run into a little sandbar and you'd catch one or two and no sense staying there, just keep going.
Yeah.
Because that was the only ones there, you know. So, but, you know, something. Looks like a river fixed to jump. When I come across the Baton Rouge, it looked pretty dirty up there already.
Did so. It?
Yeah. It's kind of early for it. Which, it probably won't make it to Venice till, you know, 1st of December. Because that water spreads out. Because it was still pretty at New Orleans when I crossed it yesterday. But,
yeah.
But it's got lots of places to spread out.
Yeah, they must have got a lot more rain up north of you.
Oh, they did.
I had more rain in those two rain events these last few days than I had all summer long.
Well, I can believe it. But there ain't no water standing nowhere.
2 inches out of that last little front and then an inch and a half out of this one. So.
You didn't get that pass, the boys. I seen both of them last night, and they said, we didn't get that much here. Now that one, what, weekend before last?
Yeah.
Rusty got about 3 inches in Madisonville, but that tornado just barely missed our house here.
Yeah, I heard y'all had a tornado up that way.
Yeah. Maybe a quarter of a mile. I mean, it tore some stuff up. It blowed a barn down up there on a pasture that Rusty manages for a guy.
Dang.
It's got Wagyu cattle in it, and all them cattle was in that barn, you know, getting out of it. And they was trapped underneath it for about 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't kill none of them, but they was pretty beat up, he said.
Well, that ought to be some good tasting beef.
Yeah, I'm done tenderizing them. But I stopped there at Chubby's processing there in Moss Hill yesterday when I come through and got some steaks for tomorrow night. And I asked him, I said, how many deer did y'all get last weekend? And they said, not a single one. Well, youth weekend, that Saturday was a washout, so.
Yeah.
Y'all got it Saturday, and then I got it Sunday. Mm-hmm. We got some rain Sunday in Venice. So, but, I mean, we was cracked up so much, it just sucked it right up.
Yeah. I had no ponding around my place. It just drank it.
Oh, yeah.
So dry.
Yeah, but. Anyhow,
you're back in town for the opening weekend. Well, at least we got a front for it. I mean, it's going to, at least it'll be hunting weather somewhat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to hunt all next week. We'll see. That moon's coming like it is, so.
Yeah, we're at 50% right now, so. Here we go. Let's get some wildlife moving ahead of that full moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're definitely chasing.
I bet they are. I bet they are now, too, with these cooler temperatures. They got more energy.
Well, since, whatever when it was, 2 or 3 days before youth weekend, that goes to mine. He travels all over this country. I mean, he's in pipeline maintenance, and he has to be everywhere. And he's seen 9 bucks run over.
Yeah,
since right before youth weekend through yesterday. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I was talking to him on the phone. He said, there's nothing laying on the side of the road.
Yeah, here we go. So, they're running.
Yeah, they're running. Rusty said they was chasing pretty hard in Madisonville.
That's good.
He's got good deer up there.
This weekend, one of them big old East Texas mossbacks.
Well, for one thing, the weather killed youth weekend in the river bottom.
Yeah,
that Saturday, you know. And I'll look at the book when I go out there today, but I don't know of but one deer that was killed, a big spike. The little boy killed a big spike. So.
Right.
And Greg's little daughter killed a big spike on a place he hunts out of New Canaan. But other than that's about it.
Yeah. You going to be able to talk Saturday morning?
I should. I'm gonna text you. I'll text you tomorrow evening.
Okay.
And see how that phone service is.
Know.
Yeah, because
I'll try to get a replacement.
That I should. I'm going to be up, and if I'm up, I can put. There's a certain place I can put my phone outside, and we'll be able to talk. So, but when it's real clear out there, when you got these clear skies,
yeah,
you know, and it's the same way in Venice. It's just not that great a phone service when it's cloudy and raining. You got full service.
Yeah,
same thing in Riverbottom.
It holds that signal down. Yeah,
I guess
spreads it out.
So, other than that, that's it. You couldn't believe how many people have caught pompano in the river this year.
There's, you know, we've had quite a few pompano caught in the bay this year, too, over here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
usually, you know, that's usually jetties and surf stuff. But...
Well, have you fished up around towards the mouth of the river, any?
There's a lot of birds working up there, a lot of juveniles, you know, same old deal. The better fish, the upper slots and all that are south. And there's a few up there. One of my buddies hit a school a couple of weeks ago up there that were all just real nice 18 to 21-inch fish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been back to that shell dump four times since and never got a bite. It was just... A little pod there, it just moved on, didn't stick.
Yep.
It's, you know.
Well, that's how these trout down there in Venice.
It'll tighten them up, you know, when this water drops, it'll tighten things up, make it easier to catch better fish.
Exactly. So, because, I mean, I fished a bunch of canals this week and last week that, you know, that dump into the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or bayous, I'd say.
Right.
And I could see the Gulf out there, and, you know, you'd catch a handful of trout. And so, they're wanting to move to that river. But that river, the lowest I saw it was, day before yesterday, 76 degrees was the lowest temperature I've come across. So, and that's still just not that magic number.
No, we got a real good drop in water temperature out of this front.
Oh, you know, and like at Trinity, across that swamp, I asked you if you've been catching anything towards the river. It was stained a little bit, but it was still pretty green.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I crossed it on 105. So.
Well, we're good to go for now. Jody up there at Penwall Campground yesterday sent me a video of Lake Livingston. Man, it looked like Waimea Bay. Golly, it was rough.
Oh, I can imagine.
It was getting
bad. When I crossed the bridge in Lake Charles, I mean, them 18-wheelers were doing all they could do to stay.
I bet.
In the middle of the road. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, there was some pretty good gusts. West wind yesterday, west-northwest. Pretty strong, brother. Pretty strong.
Well, when I got up yesterday, I checked the end of the river, the buoy at the end of the river, and it was sustained at 32 miles an hour, just in the 40 something.
I believe it.
That's, you know, and Brent Palais called me because I talked to him the night before and told him I was leaving, and he said, man, I got to try to fish in that mess tomorrow. I said, man. He said, we tried to stop them, but they was coming from Illinois. And they said, it don't make no difference. We're coming.
Well,
and I talked to him, and he said it was just a brutal mess.
Yeah, that's
tough. But it's understandable. You know, you're coming from Illinois. It's probably taking them 10-12 hours to get there.
Yeah, at least.
So, you know, like these boys I just had, they all hill country boys. You know, so...
Yeah,
I didn't leave Venice yesterday till 9 o'clock, and one of them lives in Austin, and he sent me a text. They left at 5:30 yesterday in Venice, and it took them 12 hours to get to Austin.
That's crazy.
They got in some traffic, though.
Yeah.
Wrecks.
All right, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
All right.
Give him some info. Somebody wants to call you, Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. I'm on a hunt for a week and crawl back in the saddle. So if you want some trout, I got some days open. And some them redfish are so mean right now. I'm getting that current with them. Oh,
strong.
They're like a beast.
All right, dog.
All right, dude.
Mike,
everybody be safe
one.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Everybody be safe. Have fun. Later.
Later. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. You know, with rifle season opening up this weekend, you know, bow season's been going on. But the good thing about the Belleville, they process year-round. They never close. And their meat market, check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Check out their smoked sausage samples available daily in the store and their bulk pricing. That's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And right now they're taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. So order ahead of time to reserve your holiday bird. These are 11 to 13 pound average weight birds, and they make a meal for 8 to 10 people, and they're really good, pecan smoked. And check out their homemade stuff, pork tenderloins, all different blends, jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, you name it, they're really good. And try out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. And their wild game processing facility, it's open, you know, 7 days a week now. You can get deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Check out their new sausage recipe, along with beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, you name it. They've got it. The Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:21 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend, Captain James Plogg, see what's up this morning. I know the tide isn't. James, good morning. Hey, man.
What's happening?
Not a lot. How are you?
I'm good. I ain't looked that bad. I don't know. I know the water got blowed out yesterday.
You got enough water to let your boat down out of the sling this morning?
Man, I don't know. I ain't even looked. We ain't going till, I think we're going to go about 11.
I figured you were out there yesterday. Bob Hardy texted me and said, you think anybody's out? I said, probably Plogg and Richard Tosh.
No, man.
I knew you would.
It was too nasty yesterday. Well, the water's hot and it's muddy. And I told my guys today, I said, look, man, y'all ain't got to go. I said, it's going to be nice this afternoon, but I don't know what we're going to see. We either going to catch something or it's going to be super nasty, terrible.
Right.
So they said, man, let's go. We don't care. All right. So we're going to go this afternoon. And it's not blowing near as hard as I thought. It was like 15 at the jetties and like 6 or 7 right here by my house, or 8 at Shoalsville. It's not terrible.
Well, it's coming down.
Yeah. But, man, it blew so hard. But, hell, man, when I come in day before yesterday, it was 80.29.
Well, we've had a good all-around 10, 12, 14-degree drop all over the bay. I think at the causeway this morning it was 66 point something.
65.8 right now.
Oh, it's still dropping.
65 point. But, you know, I was looking because fishing was actually okay Monday and Tuesday. It wasn't great, but it was all right. We caught some good ones on Tuesday waiting. But I was looking last year, and everything was the same as it. Everything is the same as it is this year, except right there in the middle of October last year, we had a pretty good little old front, and it knocked the water down. I was just looking at it. It knocked the water down to, like, it was 70. It got to 70, and that was kind of like in the middle of October. So, yeah, there was a front came. Yeah, I got northeast 28 knots. It was clipping pretty good. So it dropped the water down to 70, and then it didn't go back down below 70 till like the 20th of November, somewhere around there. So it stayed like that. But man, I was catching them last year. It didn't matter if it was hot. I was catching them. But
right.
The two places I was really catching them last year, you know, I was making a living, which makes it look really good. Man, it ain't been very good. Actually, right. One of them places ain't no good. There ain't nothing there. And in one place, there's just some little ones. So, but it's basically the same as last year. But we never had in October any kind of little real front to kind of just, you know, jump start it till this one right here. So, same old deal. You went straight from summer to now to here winter. It is. Yeah. And it probably, if you asked me to put a gun in my head, I'd say today probably ain't going to be no good. Probably going to be no good for a couple of days. Well, this front.
It looked like Yoo-Hoo chocolate milk up my way yesterday.
Oh yeah, Mickey, it's too warm. It's too hot. probably the second one of these fronts. I think there's another one Sunday. Probably the second one, you know, then you see what you got. But I'm just trying to figure out why it ain't no – I'm catching some fish. I think we could have caught a lot of fish Monday, but it was super nice, man. You know, we were fishing out of the boat, but it was dead calm. And it was just nice. Right. And, man, everywhere we stopped, we caught them. And there's a couple places that I could have, like, leaned on. I ain't going to tell you we could have caught 40 or 50, but we could have caught 25 or 30. I mean, we caught 18, but we just never stopped really on anything. And then Tuesday, it was tough fishing, man. I mean, waiting, but we caught some really good fish. I mean, what's everybody calling now? Overs?
Overs. Yeah, if they're, you know, hammers are 20 to 22 inches now. Got some hammers, man.
You call them hammers and overs?
Hammers, overs.
Well, I don't know nothing. I just know we really wasn't keeping very many fish, but I know they was too damn big to keep.
Yeah.
Craig caught a good one, man. I'm like, man, he's got a red. Well, it was about, you know, like a 4-pound trout. And I caught the first one I caught, I said, man, this big, nice fish. You know, I ain't been catching fish like that. And he was whatever he was, 22, 23. I don't know. He was big.
Yeah.
I got rid of him and a little while later. I said, man, y'all ought to be catching them right there, man. They wasn't getting no bites. And I caught another one. Hell, he was too big, even if you want to keep him. Even if he was keeping fish, I don't keep no fish like that anyway. No matter. But it's illegal anyway. But anyway, my point of that story is we caught some pretty nice fish, but I don't think, Mickey, we caught but maybe 11 or 12. You know, and I was talking to Larry about that. I mean, you could put your old 9 dead fish up there and tell everybody how great it is and limits and it's good, call me, or you – Well, hey, man, right. At the end of the day, we caught 11. You know, so how good is that? But
I got a text from a listener says, good morning, tell Plog his Friday trip is listening this morning. They already got pressure on you for tomorrow, buddy.
Nah, those guys are great. Tell them what, man.
They're going to put their thumb on your head and say, hey, Captain, what do you think?
Somebody asked me about that pressure today, man. How about pressure? I said, let me tell you what pressure is. You walking in that chemo ward and they shove that needle in you, that's pressure. That's pressure. When I get tired of this, I'll leave and take y'all in. I'm going to the golf course, so I don't care one way or the other.
Yeah, I'll tell you what pressure is for me right now is get Daryl and his crew out of my house and finish up so I can go fishing and crabbing.
Now, that is right. That is real pressure trying to get rid of Daryl.
Daryl and I have killed and caught so many fish this past week. Oh, my gosh. Old stories about you and Blaine and everybody. GP Wheeler, you name it. Trimble.
Hey, I picked up Daryl. Tell you about that time I picked him up. I was coming down right there by Elm Grove. This is back when we was all fishing over there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a crab trap buoy and it's waving at me.
It was Daryl out to his neck.
Daryl. He's out to his neck with a yellow slicker on. And I can see his boat and his guys are way back there. He's waving at me. So I pull in there to pick him up. He's got a slicker, a wading belt, and his boots and nothing else. He ain't got no pants.
He didn't even have any drawers on.
No, it was like April when we were all get wet,
right
there deep. Oh, it was some funny, man. Ask him about that.
Oh, lounge lizard. Remember when we were calling him that back in the 80s? Lounge lizard.
Oh, man, he'd be up there. We'd be fishing. I could see him up there sleeping up against the steering wheel. Hey, when Daryl was getting them, you couldn't get away from him. Huh, y'all ain't got him yet? If he wasn't getting them, you couldn't find him. You wouldn't know where he was. Oh, he's something else. But, no, man, I don't know. He was just so warm. And I think where I started Tuesday, I just knew they were going to be there. And I think they were. They wouldn't bite because in the first thing in the morning, there's no tide, no current. Yeah. So I went to pick everybody up. And I said, man, we ain't staying very long. Only had one bite. I was reeling in. And just like, you know, one would hit a topwater, he just missed it. And said, that's like a topwater bite. So a fish, fish. Like, man, I got to move. And then when I went to pick everybody up, they popped like three slicks in there when I hit the key to pick everybody up. And so it's just timing or whatever you want to call it. And then I moved to a place and we hooked like 9 or 10 or whatever we hooked. We caught whatever we caught, 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah.
I said, man, I wish I'd have started right here. Instead of where I started, I was trying to find something different. And it was fine. But the weather ain't much different from last year. Just my fishing last year was a little bit better.
Right.
Because I went for about 3 or 4 days there, buddy, or 3 or 4 days. Man, it was nasty. It was tough. But, yeah, I noticed that two places I was fishing, I'm sitting here looking right now, I mean, we're catching 30 a day. And now I'm catching like 3 in there. And in one place, I ain't catching anything. We had a little place we were fishing, man. You roll in there. And by the time the sun come up, you done caught 25 or 30. And I've hit it like 4 times. In total, I think I've caught 6 fish on it. So they're just not there.
Yeah.
You can't catch what ain't there.
They're waiting on me to get back out there and get after them, man, and get this.
Oh, yeah. But as salty as everything is, Mickey, there's no telling how far everything is.
Well, and everything's scattered, too. I mean, there's nothing to concentrate them. You know, I brought this up a couple of months ago. We're in that summer pattern. I said, hey, man, this water's getting good everywhere. And when these fish decide to move north, it's going to make it tough on us. They're going to scatter out, and we're going to have to do some hunting.
Well, I think it's the same way down here for me where I was fishing last year. It wasn't salty like this. There wasn't fish up every ditch.
No.
You know? And I know there's some places I can go catch them that I can go do it. If I took you there, you'd shoot me. It's too muddy. It's too nasty. I can't take my guys in there, you know? So kind of a catch 22. But also, my Friday guys are listening. Well, it'll be nice Friday. We may not catch nothing, but it'll be nice.
Oh, y'all will get them. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to go to the bottom and live the dream all in one magnificent trip, how do I get a hold of you?
409-771-7306. Ask Daryl about me picking him up that day. He had a yellow slicker on. I never forget that.
Was he trying to be like Pete, look like Big Bird out there?
Well, yeah, we all had the same stuff because you didn't have all this garbage you can buy.
Yeah, but I never wore a yellow slicker. I had to draw the line on that yellow stuff, man.
Yeah, but you had better stuff than we did. Pete had a yellow one. It was yellow and orange is all you had, but you had something else, maybe a camo slicker, didn't you?
Yeah.
A green one. It wasn't nasty like ours.
It was nasty after them 80-pound stringers over my shoulder and get them all slimed out, man. Those were the days.
That was the days.
Hell, I couldn't even lift an 80-pound stringer anymore. Thank God the limit's 3.
Hey, you think you can pick up 3 pounds and throw it on your shoulder?
I can do that. That's about my limit now. Even if I kill anything, hell, I don't even kill them anymore.
Hell,
all right, buddy.
I'll see you later, man.
All right, James. Bye. Have fun. Catch him up later.
Bye, buddy.
All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke. They're located at 227 Dyke Road, and you can't miss it. And pull on in, and if you're planning your next fishing trip, you're looking for quality live bait, nothing beats Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well. That bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their bottles on display, different sizes, regulators, diffusers, and if you need more info on it, just call Jason Cockburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. And if you're looking for the 9, 12s, whatever counts you like, they've got them, plenty of them, and great prices. Their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food in their Santa Fe location also. So check them out on the web at boydsonestop.com or call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go run down Captain Sharky Marquez, see where he's at and what he's doing and all that good stuff. Good morning, Sharky.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, dog?
Man, me and old Papa Sharks is out here in Fort Lauderdale for this boat show, man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Crocker got through with dove season, had to head straight to Fort Lauderdale. I remember them telling me about that. Okay.
Man, it's pretty cool, man. He just got in yesterday. We both just got in yesterday. We'll be here just for yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. Talking to a couple boat manufacturers, man, and talking to the guys over around Contender Parts and trying to plan some stuff out, man, for the future. And it's cool, but
Papa Sharky slid out there to get you a new 72 Viking or something.
Well, you know,
wouldn't that be nice? Hey, just cut him a check for it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's just here for moral support, you know. Sure, but you know, it's been great. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, you got that? Yeah. Man, if it has to do with a boat, it's here, brother. I mean, we counted, I don't know, 600-500 horsepower outboards on this boat yesterday. I mean, it is it's insane. It's insane.
Control, man.
It's out of control. I mean,
in
these
a good
boats
way,
are
though. I mean, who wouldn't want a rig like that, brother?
You got to, you know, as especially if you ain't got to service it yourself.
Exactly.
But man, the weather here, man, it was like flash flooding yesterday. Now I'm sitting outside on the balcony here of the hotel room, man, and it's super windy. We're gonna sea trial a couple different boats today, but yeah, that'll be interesting. That'll be a good test for a sea trial.
Yeah, you're getting all that wind that we had yesterday here, man. You didn't miss anything here. It was just, hey, it was brutal, dude.
Yeah, man, the guys coordinated together and pulled all the boats out of the water. And man, I was so grateful for that because I was looking at a ring.
I saw that west wind. I'm going, man, that's going right into Sharky's dock over at Offutt.
Man, brother, it was horrific. I was looking at our ring cameras and stuff. Oh, my gosh, man. It looked bad in there. I'm so grateful they pulled those boats, man, because it would have been a nightmare. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it would have been a mess, man. But, you know, I wish I had a really good fishing report for you, but, you know, we've been in Connecticut, and then from Connecticut we came, I flew here yesterday from Connecticut, and I'll be back on the water. Man, I still got my wisdom teeth, and I got one of my wisdom tooth has flared up bad on me. I mean, bad, man, and I got to end up getting them cut off
good.
And removed, but. It's not good, brother. It's not good. I'm struggling.
And it always happens when you got something to do. Mine happened right before a Vegas trip. And
oh, my gosh.
And my dentist goes, well, might as well pull all four of them.
Yeah.
How will that affect my vacation? Oh, you'll be all right, man. It's no big deal. So, so pulled them that day and hit a flight for Vegas that night.
You
got to
be joking me, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I called my dental surgeon. My good client is a dental surgeon, right, man, and he sent me some prescriptions, and I, you know, because I got this thing going on in my mouth, man. Without that, I would be in, yeah, I'd be in a bind, buddy.
Put you on amoxicillin or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Antibiotic. Exactly, but
been there, man. I know all about that. That's nasty.
It ain't no fun.
No,
it ain't
not.
No fun.
Makes you feel terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Anything in the mouth, or, you know, around the mouth area, or, you know, from the neck up, hurt, you know, ears,
hey,
and all that.
Back pain, knee pain. I've had it all, and there's nothing worse than a abscess, a tooth.
Yep.
Nothing worse.
I'm there.
People,
I'm going to get on that plane.
Back in the old days, man. Back in the cowboy days.
That's crazy.
They didn't have antibiotics or anything. People had died at a young age from stuff like that.
Shoot, I believe it, man. I believe it. That infection can get you. He was telling me even these days, it can still kill you, because it'll swell up and go kind of, you know, move down your throat and stuff. And
right.
I'm like, that ain't no good, buddy.
Nah, sir. No.
But, well, I'd say I'm itching to get back to Texas, but I'm in that nasty weather, and it's probably windy and cold down that way. I'm not sure I am itching to get back.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly here. It feels so good, man. I mean, the water
does it feel good?
Drop,
yeah.
Yeah, anywhere from 12, 15 degrees. And we have 2 days of flounder season left. And
gosh darn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, that front that hit, I mean, I don't know whether it caused a docking issue, but a barge or a boat or something hit a dock in the Galveston Channel, and they're spilling oil all into the Galveston Channel, so they closed it.
No.
From the copper. Yeah, it's closed. The Galveston Channel's closed from the copper plant to Pelican Island. And
well, that takes out about, you know, 20%, 30% of fishable flounder waters there.
Right. exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little
suspicious. 2 days of flounder season, something like that happens. Oh, my God, man.
Water's down to, well, it's still above 70 in the Galveston Channel, but it's everywhere else it's 65, 66.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Well, I got to assume they'll be moving like wildfire through there, you know. This drop in water temp is what we've been
waiting
for.
We had plenty of water to dump with, man. We lost our tides. It looked like one of those February blue northers, the way it just emptied the bay. It was pretty awesome.
Boy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Look, man, I'm going to let you go and get back to
you. All right, brother, man.
Take care of that tooth. And if somebody wants to call you, Sharky, give them some info where they can reach you, my friend.
Absolutely, man. Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. We'd love to have you guys. Sorry, my energy is down,
fine,
this morning,
dude.
Man. My mouth is killing
Jace
me, man.
Told me,
but
you weren't doing so good, and I said, "Oh, well, you sound good to me. You're doing good."
Yeah, I'm working through it, man. But yeah, love to have you guys come out, make some memories with us, man. Check us out, Bayside Event Center, right off 61st Street in Galveston. And everybody have a blessed rest of your week. Y'all be safe. God bless. Mickey, we'll talk to you on Saturday, bud.
Tell Papa Sharky to pull that checkbook out. Let's get on with it.
I will. Splurge a little bit. Splurge a little bit. God, dang. All right, brother.
See you, Sharky. Talk
See
to you,
man.
Saturday.
Have a good
All right,
one.
Brother. All right, now let's run up to the Big Sam, talk to our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's up to. Hey, Randy, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm putting on some warm clothes.
Yeah, you better be. I bet it's cooling in Piney Woods this morning.
It definitely is. we're gonna a little bass trip. Ray, old Ray Elliott, and them, they want to fish the river, so we're gonna put in below the dam there and go bass fish a little bit in the river.
There you go. That'll be fun.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah.
You know, you always catch a bunch of fish. You know, sometimes. Half of them are spotted bass and half of them are largemouth, but hopefully this front won't.
Yeah, on those Kentucky spotted bass, what's the deal on those? Is there's no limit on them, or
there's a limit, but no size limit.
No size limit, yeah. And I heard they're good to eat too.
Oh, they're great. I'll tell you what, I think I'd just soon have them as I had a crappie. I really would.
That's what Will always used to tell me when we'd be bass fishing together. He goes, man, them spots, you can keep them, throw them in the live well. I said, man, I don't want to mess with them. He said, well, they're really good eating.
They really are.
He said, kill all you want. Said, we got too many of them anyway.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Boy, they get that, they'll gang up out there. Some of those places, you know, deep, and you sit there with a dang little worm or a spoon, even. You catch them on spoon a lot of times.
Right.
Well, get right over and drop that spoon down there and catch you a mess of them to eat.
Well, there ought to be a lot of traffic up your way this weekend with rifle season opening up.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing them running around, you know, tractors and, you know, doing their food plots and all. I mean, it's been a lot of that going on.
It's in the air. At least they had a nice cold front hit before season opener, so that'll make it decent hunting weather anyway.
Kill a mosquito or two, huh?
Oh, yeah, fight the mosquitoes, but at least you're not in the stand burning up. Did we lose Randy?
I'm ready to.
Oh, I thought we lost you.
No, I'm ready to do it too. You know,
when do you light out of here? About Thanksgiving?
That's it.
Head to Mexico.
I've done it for 30 something years. I ain't quit now.
No. Well, if the cartel hadn't got you by now, they never will.
I look at it like, if I don't mess with them, they ain't going to mess with me.
True. You're a deer hunter, not a drug runner.
That's it. But I don't know. I think the wind's going to blow pretty hard again today. That's one reason we decided to go, you know, put in below the dam down there.
Yeah, you can get out of the wind in that river, man.
Right. It's not very wide. And down in a hole, trees all around you. So.
Yeah, don't let a tree blow down on you.
No. We
stay away from the dead woods.
Ain't that the truth? But
well. All right, brother. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to give you a call, Randy, give them a number where they can reach you and come up and wet a line with you at Sam Rayburn.
There you go, 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain.
Hey, y'all have fun. Catch them up, man.
See you, buddy.
All right, Randy, thank you. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on Sam Rayburn. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610. KILT Houston.